with your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
You know those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking things off with some relatively classic Killswitch Engage, I Was This Fire, off of the Daylight As Daylight Die special edition version. Only place you can find it, either that or WWF.
Yes.
What were those albums called?
For a while they were like Full Metal.
Yeah, it was one of those albums, whatever. But anyway, we're playing that because it was both the theme song for CM Punk as well as Judgment Day 2006. And with me today in studio, Matt is not here, so there will be no metal history, unfortunately. No black metal song of the week, although we will be getting to some new black metal. But we have local wrestling expert, the Fezziwig of Royal Rumble parties.
Yes.
Jonathan Corbett is back in studio.
I am. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. It's a good thing we plan to have you on. So with a last second...
Oh,
Matt pulling out, but he may be calling and we may be hearing from him. We shall see. So that's right. So next week, because the show's every other week, but next week is the Royal Rumble. So
yep.
We'll be talking and doing some preview work. I have not watched the WWE since last year's Royal Rumble. So John's going to fill us all in.
The best part with the Rumble is you don't need to.
Exactly.
You can go years without seeing it. And you'll still remember everyone who comes.
Exactly.
In,
you remember everybody. You get a nice little synopsis of all the storylines. So it'll be good.
Some nostalgia acts will come rolling in.
Yep. There'll be two Rumbles this year, right?
Yes.
So we have Women's and Men's Rumble.
Yep. And it's going to be, the women's one will be interesting because I think there's only like 15.
I was going to say, because there's a full 30 yeah. competitors. All right. So we will get to that in the meantime. So you were here over the last summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. We talked about the Beyond show where we had the great AR Fox incident.
That's in the Ring of Honor.
Yep. The Ring of Honor show.
What a weekend.
I know. That was quite full of wrestling. Yes. So yeah, thank you for making it back in. We, as I said, we'll be doing a full preview. And then so basically we'll have the concert list a little bit later in the show. Otherwise we're kind of, as was it when Bischoff came in during the TNA takeover and he ripped up the script and yep. just kind of went off. That's what we're going to be doing today. That's what we ripped up our original script and we're just going to be
no rules,
we're just going to be going.
Just winging it.
So let's play some new music here. A lot of stuff out in the past couple weeks. That's the one good thing about being every other week is a lot of stuff to get caught up on. Let's play the latest stuff from the band Bloodshot Dawn. This is Survival Evolved off their brand new album Reanimation, and you're gonna hear it on Brutal Brunch WMFO Medford 91.5 FM streaming live on WMFO.org.
Media a Makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was the latest from Dominus and Fury off the album Rituals of Black Magic. That was Deathless Legacy. Before that was Bleeding Gods with From Feast to Beast off of Dodecathlon. That is their latest album. And we kicked off that set with Bloodshot Dawn and Survival Evolved off their new one called Reanimation. We attempted to play you some new local stuff by Scafism, but that didn't quite work out. We had some technical difficulties. So if we can, we'll get back to them. Because they are playing a CD release show Friday at Rouse. Now, I'll run through the concert list real quick. Of course, no metal history, but we do have the week in metal yet to come. 2 weeks of metal yet to come. So first, tonight, Sunday, the 21st, you can see Green Jello with Guello, Psycho, and Cryptid over at Kodo in Salem. Thursday at Rouse, you can see Inman, Exhale, and City of Dis. Friday, as I mentioned, at Rouse, it's the CD release party for Scafism, along with Burial, Eucophagus, and Cynicism. Sammy's Patio, and over here you can see My Missing Half, Covalent, Fleshbore, The Beast of Nod, and Whalemist. Saturday at O'Brien, there's Greylock, Wrought Iron Hex, Silver Screams, and Red Mantis at the Tank. You can see The Days Ahead, Values, Dead Reflections, If Not For Me, Marble Mouth, Letting Go, No Eye Has Seen, and Halcyon. Next Thursday, at the Palladium, it's Black Label Society with Corrosion of Conformity and Red Fang. Friday, February 2nd, the Palladium, you can see Black Veil Brides, Asking, Alexandria, and Crown the Empire. Middle East, it's The Skull, Worshipper, and Jesus. And finally, Saturday, February 3rd, at Bright Music Hall, you can see Igor and Spotlights. And O'Brien's, it's Cortez, Test Meet, David Age, and The Regrets, and Phenomenal Son. So that is your 2 weeks of metal in Massachusetts. Usually it's two pages. This isn't even one full page, so a little bit slow here in the winter. You would think that there'd be more, like, nice and cold and dark and dead out.
Fill them up, yeah. Definitely.
Unfortunately, yeah, not the case. But now, so we're here again. Yes. Jonathan's here to preview the 2018 Royal Rumble, and let's get started.
Let's do it.
As people who don't know the Royal Rumble, 30 people enter at approximately every 60 to 90 minutes, they switch it up depending on
the amount of guys in it or the time, who knows?
Yeah, you never see anything until the last 10 seconds before they come out.
Yep.
But 30 men enter and then thrown over the top rope, feet at the floor, both feet at the floor, you're eliminated.
Over the top. You can't, roll between the ropes. Yep. Well, you're safe. Fly over the top.
Which people have technically not been eliminated yet from past Rumbles because of the habit, right? Didn't make it into the ring?
Nope, some didn't make, Curtis Axel?
Yeah, Curtis Axel, still eligible.
And then we're just talking about the 40-man Royal Rumble in Boston a couple of years ago. Good old Santino, knocked out, momentum carried him under the
ring. The last person eliminated. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so this year we have a men's Rumble and a women's Rumble. So give us a lowdown, give us the overview.
So the women's Rumble is kind of, pretty awesome that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time, because to be honest, a lot of the female wrestlers are better than most of the men wrestlers. Like, they're more believable, they just know what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Better characters, more interesting characters.
Oh, definitely. So the fun part with that is there's only like 15, 16 women on the rosters, because if you take out the champs, because they're not going to throw the champions in there, because if they win,
because the winner gets a title shot at WrestleMania. Yes. In theory,
yes.
It's kind of been
fuzzy.
Or main event
opportunity, as I think they've been calling a championship opportunity at WrestleMania. So we're up to see, who knows, 30 competitors in this thing, and only half of them So it's bound to be surprises, and a couple, big-name celebrity surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey's name is out there, which at this point, I don't know if it's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll see. I don't know if
I'd be hugely disappointed if she showed up and if she won.
Yeah, it'll be. I agree. So it should be fun. I think you're going to see a lot of the legends you'll see come rolling out with this thing, the Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
And the NXT. There's so many women in NXT now in that Mae Young Classic that they had.
Right.
The options, pretty awesome for this one. I think it may even be more fun because it's going to be more random, I guess.
Right.
The term to use in the men's Rumble.
Because you have less of, in the men, you kind of have going into it, four guys that could potentially win. So far for the women, we have Naomi, Asuka, Ruby Riott, former favorite of ours in Chikara, Natalya, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, I don't even know half these people anymore, Carmella, Tamina, Lana, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mickey James, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Alicia Fox, and Dana Brooke. Yep. So who are your top favorites there?
Asuka. She's going to kill you.
That's right.
She's been going with this. She's undefeated in NXT all the way up. Come on, keep it going.
She had a... vacate the belt, right?
Yeah, she broke her collarbone.
Is it?
Yeah, but I think it was just like timing wise too, okay, to call her up. She deserves it. She should win this. She's tough as nails. My money's on her.
Nice. And who are the champions now? Is it just one women's title at this point, or are there two still?
Yeah, there's Raw and SmackDown. Everything's still separate. So you got, I think, Alexa Bliss on Raw and Charlotte on SmackDown.
Okay.
So it'll, I think. Yeah. I think that's how it is.
I have to say, I'm shocked at how good Alexa Bliss became, because I remember I saw her NXT debut back in whatever it was, 2014, 2013, and like she comes out as like the cheerleader with the pixie dust and stuff like that, and broke her nose.
Yes.
And like, it was like very raw, but I think it's a testament to what they did on NXT, and now they actually developed these wrestlers, because now within 2 years, she was like an amazing character and could wrestle.
Funny how some of them actually translate over and some of them don't. Because you look at a poor guy like No Way Jose down in NXT. Dude.
Who is No Way Jose?
He just dances and I forgot his real name, but he was in... he was a very popular wrestler in Puerto Rico for a long time. Came up to NXT and just kind of got stuck with the dancing guy, you know?
Nice.
Like, you'll probably always have a gig there.
Like Adam Ruse?
Yes. Yeah. Very similar, except he wore baggier, clothes, I guess. I don't know. Don't know the best way to describe them. But yeah, so but some of these guys get saddled with some of those, and you're just like, some make the best of it, like a Tyler Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think he may have just morphed into that. But Alexa Bliss has been awesome. She has been like, you really don't like her. She's a brat. And you're just like, what are you doing? Yes, come on, someone, take her out, take that title, you know, which is always weird to say when you're talking about women's wrestling, you know, it's always like, oh man, I don't want to see her get beat up, but it's just weird. But yeah, she's a great bad guy. And Charlotte's just tough as nails. Like, imagine if Ric Flair had half of her talent.
Right, yeah.
And he's already the best. Oh man. But yeah, so that'll be... Whoever wins, I think it's going to be Asuka. It's just tough. And I don't know where I drew a blank there. I think Becky Lynch, if he gets Becky Lynch, from SmackDown, it'll be her.
Becky Lynch, this is her second go-around.
Yes.
Remember back in the day, she was going to be like the next big thing, and broke both her ankles and quit wrestling, and then...
Yeah, it was like a flight attendant or something, and then came back, and yeah, she's awesome. So, and she and Charlotte have... then kind of feuding forever, so it'd be great to see it on like WrestleMania. Give them like the big show, because they keep so many of them that are just, they're there. Let's put them on a big spot at WrestleMania. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Becky Lynch still like steampunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I should film some movie with like The Miz and Shawn Michaels. I think it's like the Marine 12 or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if anyone's actually ever seen one of them.
I unfortunately have. Obviously, you know what was on TV yesterday was The Condemned.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Movie with Stone Cold.
It was a vile
concept.
Movie.
Great concept.
Vinnie Jones, Nathan Jones.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Do you think that we could see the debut of Abby Leith? This would be your debut, right? Main roster debut?
It'd be the main roster, yeah, because she's been down doing some NXT stuff. A lot of them have. It would seem like, you know, especially once they called Paige's crew and Ruby Riott's crew up. Yeah, that's like six women off the NXT roster, so it's... We see a lot more, influx of new talent down there, which I kind of need to.
Mm-hmm.
In the past year, how many people they brought up, you know? They just have basically Ember Moon down there.
Right. All right, so in the men's rumble, so far you've only had 12 official entrants. They've been doing this, I feel like, recently, last few years, where you know like half the you don't even know the full 30 leading up to it, and so people get excited about like the debuts and returns, and then they just it's just filler.
Yeah, for last year was nothing. There was no one, but last year was a blast. That rumble was a good rumble, but there was no like legend coming back. There was no. Sometimes the anticipation is more fun of someone coming up than actually when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't one last year. But you had Goldberg, Undertaker, Lesnar, like a lot more names in that one last year. This one's just kind of see how it goes.
Yeah. So far we have who is Elias?
Oh, the Drifter. They made him drop his last name, and so instead of Who wants to walk with the Drifter? It's now just, who wants to walk with Elias?
Nice.
Which, WWE. He's pulled the name and the initials into his catchphrase.
Oh,
it's great.
Wow. Nice. That's good. That's good. So we have Elias, Randy Orton, Nakamura, John Cena, Finn Balor, Baron Corbin. I'm surprised he's still around. Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, Rusev, Aiden English, who I was pleasantly surprised to see is still around.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil.
Yes.
So any favorites from that group announced so far?
I'd love to see Nakamura get it. AJ's still the champ. Who's in like a weird like handicap match, I guess, him versus Owens and Sami Zayn. With like, I guess if Zayn and Owens win, they're co-champions or something like that. Like,
oh, right.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's right, yeah. A handicap match for the WWE Championship. Interesting.
Yeah, it's like when Kane and Daniel Bryan were the tag champs.
Yes.
And it was on the tag team champions.
Yeah. I know,
like, wrestling's the best. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. But yeah, I think go with Nakamura, it's tough to beat Roman Reigns, too, you know? Like, granted, his name just came up in that steroid ring. Ooh,
is that like, real? Is that like
you never
a real
know
thing?
With these things. It's okay. Like just some guy made a YouTube video to get himself like less prison time, and he just started throwing out names like Mark Wahlberg and Roman Reigns. Like, so who knows? But there's no big guys yet in this because you got Big Show. I think is done. Braun Strowman and Kane are in triple threat with Brock.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, big guys, they're always like, oh, big guy, he's going to come over. No one's, you know, who can take him out?
Mm-hmm.
All these big guys are top heavy. They tip over the ropes easy. Look at them. Like, none of them have legs. Like, they're all just like upper body guys. So it's really not that hard to tip some of these guys over. Like, Big Show, Mark Henry, let's get their momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a guy like Hornswoggle, barely gets up to the second rope.
Yep.
You know, it's like picking up a 150-pound bag of sand. Like, that's tough to pick up and throw over the top rope. So some of these smaller guys with a good center of gravity, they're tougher to get out than mm-hmm. these big guys, you know? So,
we need one of those websites again, like all the statistics of the Rumble, so we can break it down like a UFC event or something.
It was great. I saw like a graph, and it was like all the Rumble winners up until like last year. And there's really like no wild card guys except for Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like Undertaker, Yoko, Bret Hart.
Sheamus, there was the... Sheamus.
But at least, like, Sheamus has built himself kind of a Hall of Fame career by now. Like, he's won a championship a bunch of times. He and Cesaro are pretty darn fun to watch as the bar. Just makes you laugh. Thinking, mm-hmm. oh, the Irish guy going to the bar, you know. Now you're seeing it on, like, Ford commercials. It's like, oh, man. These advertisers watching wrestling and stealing some stuff. This is great. But, yeah, so it seems like as much as the surprises are the best, it always goes back to, like, who's the top star usually will end up winning the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, Reigns has not officially been announced, but...
Yeah, he's fighting like the Miz tomorrow night, I guess.
Yeah, actually, before we get to the rest of the card, there were some new big signings. Do you think any of these people will show up? So you have, first of all, so Paige and Samoa Joe both had to pull out their respective Rumbles. And then we have Candice LeRae, Ricochet, War Machine, so two guys,
yep.
And then Ethan Carter III.
Yes.
All signing recently.
EC3, he's back.
He's back.
It'll be interesting to see if he comes back as EC3, because his meathead rich guy gimmick was so perfect for him. Like,
yep.
Is he gonna carry it over? Like,
who will be his aunt in the WWE? Yeah. He has no Aunt Dixie anymore. Aunt Dixie.
It's not like. I mean, there's really no one. They're not gonna bring back like Vicky Guerrero.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It'll be fun because he's a guy. I think. He knows what he's doing now versus when he was in that, like, weird NXT where they were, like, running through, like, the concession
yep.
stands and stuff.
What was his name in that? And plus, he was, like, part of that first group where they kind of transitioned the show to more of a...
Yeah.
It was, like, the weekly web show before the network started.
Yeah, and it was just kind of... Really wasn't... It was, like, they were already signed, but it wasn't really, like, a training facility kind of thing like it is now.
It was, like, a weird... And that was back when, AJ was there and... Who was her friend?
Drawing a blank. But it wasn't like they're actually training to...
Big E.
Yeah, yep. To get better. It was more just like, let's put on this like side comedy show here and kind of like haze these guys a little bit.
Oh, it was Derek Bateman. That was his name.
Yes. That's it. But yeah, I mean, I with it being in Philly, the crowd is always nuts, which kind of, it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes I like to take it over and just be more than the show, which is kind of, I don't know.
Who do you think
it's fun, but it's annoying?
Which crowd is worse with that? So you have Philly, Chicago, Boston, New York are kind of considered, and maybe Toronto are considered like the big five.
I think Brooklyn has been the worst.
Okay.
Maybe there's some bias there, which is New York. Ah, get out of here. But CM Punk left us. Let's not chant for him anymore. You know, like, that's how I see it. Like, he quit. Why did he, I don't know. I know he was burnt out or whatever, but he abandoned us wrestling fans, you know? Like, quit cheering for him, calling for him all the time. It's dumb. They get it. They understand. He doesn't want to come back. He heard you. Like, so Chicago, I get when they do that. Philly can just be fun because they just don't care and it doesn't matter. This doesn't seem like there's an agenda like some of the other places can be. But going back to Philly is big for indie wrestling. Just having Ricochet
the ECW
show
arena
up.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not announce it, like make your press conference next week after the Rumble, let him just show up. It would have been huge, you know, because that's the kind of thing that would have got him over, like people who don't know indie wrestling, because it's not that, we know it, the people who watch NXT probably know it, a lot of people don't know, have a clue who he is,
right?
So if he comes out and a town like Philly knows him, has seen him, they'd explode for him, put him like, make him a bigger star right off the bat.
Do you think that that can hurt or like throw things off or hurt wrestlers long term? Because I remember, like, I don't have a great comparison to Ricochet right now, but if you have, you take somebody like well, they kind of had a, there was the whole Vegas thing when what's the name showed up to fight with the big, Floyd Mayweather shows up to fight with Big Show and Mysterio, and they had to flip the alignments because Vegas crowd pops for Mayweather and he's supposed to be the bad guy. You had Fandango, like the post-WrestleMania crowd singing his theme song,
just
or whatever,
dancing around.
And then he like totally fizzled because nobody else would get behind because nobody else was invested or doesn't pay attention, wasn't invested. So like, if an indie guy debuts at the Rumble and gets this massive pop by a smart crowd, and then like 2 weeks later they're on a Raw in, you know, California and nobody cares. Like,
well, I think it would work for him if he's going down to NXT. There's a lot more like bad guys, a lot more heels down in NXT right now. It would help him, because they'll know him down there. Like, it kind of has some momentum as a born babyface. You know, like, he came in, place went nuts. He's down there going to fight Adam Cole. You know, like, because it's really just like Johnny Gargano and Aleister Black, who's kind of not a, it's kind of just does what he wants. Like, so there's really not a whole lot of true babyfaces down there.
Okay.
So if he came in, I don't know. I think it does work for some, and he's not as much of a gimmick as some of those other guys can be.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that would have worked for him, but maybe not, you know, for like our local guy Dijak.
Right. Yeah.
Like, just a big guy is going to come and just beat people up.
Do you think we'll see a Dijak appearance tomorrow night?
That would be awesome. I don't know.
Also, how big of an effect will the football game have on the Rumble, do you think?
The best is it's the week in between.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot that I got the bi-weekly show throwing me off. That's right. It's not tomorrow night. It's in 2 weeks. So, yes, that's perfect. It's always the week before the Super Bowl.
It'll take some viewers away from the Pro Bowl, I think.
That's right, yeah. It'll hurt the ratings there. Yeah. All right, so now let's run down the rest of the card real quick. So we got Brock Lesnar is the Universal Champion fighting Braun Strowman and Kane.
Yes.
Are they going to put Strowman over?
I hope so. That'll be awesome. You know what? Just mess everyone up and have Kane be the champ. He's going to run for mayor after this. Like, give him the belt.
How much would Philly like that if Kane was champion again?
It would be awesome.
But yeah, Strowman's been breaking sets recently, tearing down.
Yeah, he pulled down like the scaffolding down on then he got fired, so he decided.
He tipped over a truck?
Yeah, but he was smart. He cared about the company because he detached the truck from the actual, like, the truck, and so, like, the studio stuff was still there. Then you just flip the truck over. Why not just go all out and flip the whole thing over? But he's a caring guy, you know? Like, he proved that. Like, this doesn't cost as much as the rest of the truck. I'll save you guys.
There you go.
But, yeah, it's been awesome. He's, like, flipped ambulances over, like, throughout the year. He just, like, the guy had a dumpster match, threw Kalisto in a dumpster, then he's flipped over an ambulance. He's got thrown inside the back of a trash truck and had it compacted by The Miz, and then he disappeared for like 2 weeks and came back and was just clean. Like, he lived in the truck for 2 weeks. And then he's flipping this stuff over like it's great. But yeah, I hope so. I've also thought this would be the best Rumble for me. I don't think other people would like it, but I'd absolutely love it if he was like number one. And no, there was never more than two people in the ring. Like, he just throws everyone out. I think by the time he gets to like 23, he's tired. Another big guy comes out. Got some drama there. Like, can he go all the way? But then, you know, you get to like number 30, and it's just Joe Schmo bum. Braun's done. He's exhausted. Flip him right over. It's over. That guy would be hated.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
That would be great. There you go. Your personal booking of the Rumble. We'll see if it comes through. That would
be a blast.
Is Patterson bad to book in, or is he out?
A friend of ours said that last year it was Jamie Noble.
Oh, okay.
Who booked it. But I don't know if he's still doing it or how it's... I tried to just watch it for... Not get too in-depth into, like, the behind-the-scenes
stuff. Right, yeah. You know? It just seemed like, because everybody's big deal was when Patterson booked it, like, he was so good at, like, managing the entire thing. And then when he stopped a few years ago, it, like, the quality kind of went down.
Definitely. There was a couple just dud rumbles in there. But if you watch him, you can definitely see, like, there's a pattern to him. They're definitely broken down into thirds.
Okay.
There's, like, the first third will be building someone up, and then number 11 will come in and clean house. They'll do the same with, like, kind of bigger, or like the kind of bum names in the middle. Big guy will come clean house. And it's definitely, you don't really see a lot of the guys fill up the whole ring for, you know, you're not going to see 15 guys in the ring, which would be awesome for a while. They've got a clean house, but it's too, like, repetitive a lot of the times. Whereas last year, it wasn't really that case. But who knows? It's just fun.
Yep.
It's so random.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's so good about it.
Doink could show up.
And like everybody who's watching, I think, has a favorite. It's like somebody's going to be happy.
Yes. And you can bet on it and just joke around, not fully pay attention.
Prop bets.
You don't
exactly.
really need to be a fan to enjoy the Rumble. It's just a good time.
All right, so let's continue down the card. So AJ Styles, as you mentioned, in a handicap match versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. A Styles championship, so
yeah,
he could lose and there'd be co-champions.
Apparently, yeah.
Are they are Owens and Zayn like actual allies, or is it like do they kind of hate each other?
No,
or
they're actual allies again because they hate Shane O'Mac. Shane McMahon's the bad guy, but Daniel Bryan likes Sammy and Kevin. I don't know. It's kind of like a weird storyline that like is weaved around since like Hell in a Cell. Through Survivor Series, Clash of Champions, it's just kind of every week similar. It's kind of the same thing, but they're not getting anywhere.
Okay.
But yeah, it seems like Shane McMahon's going to do something because he can't let those two guys, you know, it's going to be some shenanigans in this match.
That'll be a fun match to see what the crowd does.
Yes.
Because clearly all three of those guys have a...
They're all favorites.
Yep.
So there's no true villain in this one, except for probably Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
Even though he's going to be the good guy.
And then Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan. So Seth Rollins is teamed with Jason Jordan now.
Yeah, because Ambrose
tag
like
champs.
What do you have, like rotator cuffs or elbow surgery?
Oh, really? Okay. And then so they're fighting Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yes.
Who's gonna who are your favorites there?
I think Cesaro and Sheamus.
They'll take it.
Yeah. Can't look. It's just weird. I think they kind of were like, oh no, we need Rollins is already the champion with Ambrose. Ambrose is done.
So they got
Jason
their
Jordan
good.
In right. there. Yeah. Storyline moving.
So, yeah, similar to so that's like what happened to Ring of Honor with the three man belts. I had to get them off because of injury.
Yep.
All right. Then we have the Usos. Two out of three falls match for the SmackDown Championship. So they are the champions defending against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Shelton Benjamin's back.
He's back. He's been back for a little bit now. He kind of just replaced Jason Jordan. They kind of made Team Angle and American Alpha the same thing.
Okay.
So they just kind of merged them both together, and they're fun because they're like good guys, but you don't really like them, but they are good guys, you know? Like, they're kind of, not annoying, but, like, they're kind of, like, oh, always getting put down. Oh, wow, give us a chance. But it's not, like, underdog Daniel Bryan give us a chance that everyone fell in love with. It's more like, yeah, actually, they kind of deserve this. Yeah, all right. Yeah, give it to them. We'll see.
Nice.
But one of the Usos just got arrested for DUI this week, so we'll
Another
see if
one?
That...
This has happened in the past, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
We'll see how this goes, see what see if there's any consequences with this. Not a good week for that the Samoan bloodline there.
That's... No. and then finally, Enzo Amore defending his Cruiserweight Championship against Cedric Alexander. Not a name I would expect to be talking about on WWE card. So
They were actually just in Lowell last night. They're doing like a 205 live... kind of like traveling live shows. I think this weekend is the first weekend of it. But Enzo is a great bad guy.
Okay. So he hasn't lost anything since losing his partner? What's his name?
Big Cass.
Big Cass?
Yeah, kind of. The crowd finally turned on him. Little kids somehow still love him.
Okay.
But he's, I mean, if you just follow him on social media, he's just that guy you just can't stand. So it's like he's living the gimmick, as they say.
Nice.
So it's perfect for him. But we went to an NXT show at Aganis maybe like last fall, me and Matt. And it was Cedric Alexander and Roddy Strong. One of the best live matches I've ever seen. So hoping one of these days this 205 Live stuff's going to translate, because they put on a great matches. It's just kind of, they're just there when, all right, oh, this is on, I'm going to run to the bathroom, I'm going to grab a drink, I'm going to do this. It's like, then I'll come back, it'll still be on. So hopefully it catches, because like, he's fantastic. And a lot of those 205 guys, like Hideo Itami's down there now.
Speaking of big NXT debuts that kind of fizzled.
Yeah, exactly. Too many injuries, that poor guy. Just snake bit. Kind of like Finn Balor. Same thing, snake bit. And Dolph, all those guys. Just seems like whenever they get a chance, just an injury at the wrong time. Yeah, so we'll be good, because they're talking Ricochet maybe. 205 Live is what I've heard. It would help, but I don't know if he's a big enough name just being thrown in there. I think he needs some NXT seasoning, as they say.
Okay, yeah. It's so good stuff. So again, next week from tonight.
Yes. I think it's like 7. It's starting early.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with two Rumbles, all these matches, they were supposed to have like the U.S. Championship match in there, but then they were like, I think they looked at it and they're like,
I mean, I know, 7 matches on the card.
You've got an hour and a half probably booked between the two Rumbles.
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully everything gets enough time to develop and they don't rush everything through.
Right.
Like, remember, did you ever see when TNA, their one live Impact was in Vegas?
And oh, no.
I think the X Division match had wound up being like 2 minutes long because they totally misfired on the timing.
That'll be weird to see how they order this. Because there's not a lot of traditional matches in this thing. Like, there's a 2 out of 3 falls match. So basically, you know, match and a half in there.
Yep.
But there's no, like, taking a breather other than the cruiserweight match. That's kind of how like they're booked in a weird way. So it's going to be good thing it's in Philly, because they're going to need to keep that energy up.
Oh, yeah.
As the goat likes to say, drinking early.
Yep.
Hey, Philly, let's go.
And finally, will Danielson make his return, do you think?
I hope so. Part of me is like selfish reasons for going down to Mania in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Like, it would just be awesome to see him down there actually in a match again, especially what happened last time they were there. It'd be awesome. I hope so. But you want to see him, like, live a healthy life.
Yeah, sure,
you know, like concussions, and just we know so much more about it now. Just play it safe. Like, don't hurt yourself. Like, don't do it. He's already beloved. His legacy is complete. Don't do anything dumb.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's my thinking behind it. Selfishly, right. I'd love it, but yeah.
So that would be quite the pop if he came out.
Yes.
All right. And speaking of returning wrestlers, we're going to jump back into the music now. This one's for you.
Oh, yeah.
We got some. This was the theme for the 2010 Rumble. This is Fozzy, of course, headed by Jericho. This is Martyr No More off their album Chasing the Grail. And you'll see the Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
I won't be your martyr anymore. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.